My friends, was the record-breaking Hurricane Katrina just an isolated event, or was it part of a pattern of increasing storms with alternating drought, floods, and earthquakes, which will soon affect the lives of all Americans, all Britons, all Canadians? Katrina struck America's Gulf Coast with unparalleled ferocity. The daily lives of millions of people were terribly affected, my friends, and untold thousands have decided not to return to that region. But will they escape these enormous weather upsets just by moving elsewhere? Again, is there a definite pattern to these events that are now beginning to happen with increasing frequency? And what should you do to protect yourself and your loved ones from such prophesied events? Did you know that about 1/4 of the entire Bible is devoted to prophecy? In Luke chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus Christ said that we are to live by every word of God. The only old word of God at that time was the Old Testament. That was the only written word of God. Yet most Christians have very little knowledge of that 1/4 of God's word, which he devotes to telling us what lies just ahead, the prophecies of the Old Testament and the New Testament. Notice what Peter was inspired by God to tell us. Turn to 2 Peter in your Bible. Go get your Bible if you have one. Check up on me. I don't ask you to believe me. You believe what you see in the words of the Word of God, what you see in the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Peter wrote, "We also have the prophetic word made more sure," or as the old King James says it, "the sure word of prophecy." That's pretty well put, I think, in that way. The sure word of prophecy, which you do well to heed. Or do you heed it? Well, most people don't even read it. How can you heed it when you don't even read it? To heed is a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Or for prophecy came not by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit inspired the words of prophecy. And the major prophecies Jesus was referring to here, or Peter was the Old Testament prophecies, of course, because very little of the New Testament had been written. None of it virtually had been published when Peter wrote these words. If we call ourselves Christian, we must heed the prophecies of God's Word. That's what God inspired Peter to tell us. Turn to Luke now. Luke chapter 21. This is the Olivet prophecy, it's called, that Jesus gave on the Mount of Olives, and a very major prophecy of the entire Bible from Jesus Christ himself. Notice what he said. Luke chapter 21, and beginning in verse 7, the disciples asked him, "Teacher, when will these things be?" He'd been talking about the end of the world here. "And what sign will there be when these things are about to take place?" And he said, "Take heed that you're not deceived." Then he warned them first about false prophets. Then he described wars and world wars. And he said, "Kingdom will rise against kingdom." Then greater wars, using a different Greek word, basileia, meaning empires, groups of nations. World war was next, and there, verse 11, there will be great earthquakes. Notice Luke calls them great earthquakes, not small earthquakes. The greatest earthquakes in the history of the world are going to be happening over the next 10 to 20 years, my friends, and you need to realize that. These things are going to vastly affect your life wherever you live, and certainly in the United States and British descended countries. Great earthquakes in various places, and famines, and pestilence, disease epidemics. That's what pestilence means. Are disease epidemics coming? Yes, they are. And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Fearful sights can be translated terrors. And some of the scholars tell us that we've had terrors, terrorist events increasing all over. "For these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled." Yes, the end of the age. And that's what Jesus was talking about. "But woe to those who are pregnant and those with nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, be led away captive to all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." And there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. Think about that, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear from the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken. And so then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Are we to be scared to death? I don't want to make you feel bad. I just want to tell you the truth. Now, when these things begin to happen, Jesus said, look up. Lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Think about that, my friends. You're not to be scared to death. If you walk with God, if you listen and do what God says, you can know that you will have God's protection. You will have God's blessing. Note that Jesus spoke of great earthquakes. Think about the recent earthquakes we've just had in recent years in Pakistan, Japan, Mexico, and all over. And the sea and the waves roaring, as Luke put it. Not only in Hurricane Katrina, but in the terrible tsunami that struck Southeast Asia and destroyed about 240,000 human beings, took their lives. Again, my friends, were these storms isolated events, or are they part of a continuing pattern of storms, earthquakes, drought, fires, floods, and disease epidemics, which will strike our people with increasing fury unless we as a people turn to the true God of the Bible? To help you understand the meaning behind these coming weather upsets and disease epidemics, I want to offer you a free copy of a truly powerful booklet on biblical prophecy. This is a wonderful booklet. It is entitled, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. This booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, will open your eyes to a major prophetic key, which very few understand. After reading this booklet, you will begin to realize why events all over the world seem to be turning against American and British descended peoples. Your daily television news or newspaper reading will become far more exciting and meaningful. This eye-opening booklet, The United States and Great Britain and Prophecy, will be sent absolutely free upon your request. So call us or write us today, right now, before you forget. Just ask for the booklet on the United States and Britain and Prophecy. Just ask for that booklet. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends, America and Britain and prophecy. My friends, notice again Luke chapter 21, especially verses 22 to 24. Turn with me, if you've just tuned in late, to Luke 21 in your Bible, the Olivet Prophecy. Beginning here, we'd read the earlier verses, some of them, but let's pick up in verse 22. He said as he described these events, "For these are the days of vengeance." Vengeance from God Almighty, who's going to humble our people and teach us lessons we desperately need to learn. That all things that are written may be fulfilled. All the events described through the Bible are going to come to a head during these coming several years. But woe to those who are pregnant and those with nursing babies, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. What is this land that's referred to here? Who are these people that are referred to here? Since this is clearly an end time prophecy, as we saw a few moments ago, leading right up to Christ's return, was Jesus talking about the tiny Jewish nation in the Middle East, or is something enormously larger on the world scene being described? The answer is that Jesus was simply expanding on dozens of Old Testament prophecies, dozens of them, which predict these same catastrophes that would have befall the modern house of Israel at the time of the end. Who is this modern house of Israel? Biblical scholars have long wondered about what happened to the lost 10 tribes of Israel. As our featured booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, tells you and proves to you, and as thousands of you already know, the British descended and American peoples of Canada, Britain, Australia, United States, South Africa even, are the modern remnant of the 10-tribed house of Israel. These people split off from the Jews centuries ago, and the Bible devotes hundreds of years, tells about hundreds of years when they were fighting each other. Israel was fighting Judah. And the Jews were fighting Israel. They were two separate peoples. When the Bible talks about Israel and Judah, especially at the time of the end, it is describing what is now beginning to happen to us, my friends. Notice what God inspired Jeremiah to tell us. Here, it's in your Bible. It's referred to by Jesus as a scripture from Almighty God, the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 30, and let's begin in verse 1. And again, notice that the book of Jeremiah, as all scholars acknowledge, was written long after, about 130 years after the first punishment that came on Israel. So it's not talking about that. It's talking about another punishment at the time of the end on the house of Israel, the descendants of Jacob. Notice Jeremiah 30, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Eternal. Thus speaks the Eternal God of Israel, saying, write a book for yourself, all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, that I will bring back from captivity. You see, at the time of the end, he's going to bring back from captivity who? Just the Jews? No. My people Israel and Judah. Two separate nations by this time. Jeremiah knew what he was talking about. There were already two separate nations when Jeremiah wrote this. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they'll possess it. These are the words the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Notice that in verse 4. Israel and Judah, two separate peoples. Thus says the Eternal, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear and not of peace. Ask now and see whether man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, all faces turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Now this is the word of God, my friends. He said, none is like it. And yet Jesus described the coming great tribulation as a time so great that none had ever been like it, no nor ever should be, back in verses 21 and 22. This is that same time. There can't be several times like this. It is the time of Jacob's trouble. Who was Jacob? Well, most of you Bible students know that. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And the house of Israel split off from Judah. And now God tells us throughout the Old Testament over and over again in the inspired word of God that both the Jewish people and the house of Israel, all of us, are going to be punished at the time of the end. It's a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. But boy, do we get into it first. For it shall come to pass in that day. What day is that? Way back sometime? No. In the years just ahead of you in your life, my friends, I mean it. Notice what he said, that I will break his yoke, a yoke of slavery from your neck and burst your bonds, and foreigners shall no more enslave them. He's talking about the modern house of Israel going into slavery. But they shall serve the Eternal their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. At the time of the resurrection of the dead, he will raise up ancient King David. David will be given his old job back. He'll be ruling over Israel and Judah, all 12 tribes together, as many scriptures tell us very clearly. Christ will be King of kings, and under Christ will be King David. The great tribulation is the time of Jacob's trouble. The opening round of this terrible time was probably September 11th, 2001. Remember how the very key symbols of our national greatness were attacked as the World Trade Center crumbled and then the Pentagon itself was attacked? A new era for the United States was ushered in. Things will never be the same again. Don't think they will. They will not, my friends. I'm sorry to tell you that. But we are in the prophesied time of the end. You need to understand. We cannot keep on with our increasing sins and not have God's judgment. God's judgment will come on our peoples. Notice later in this same chapter, Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 14. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. We're going to be punished by other nations. God will use them to punish us and humble us and teach us lessons. We who proclaim the land of the free and the home of the brave. We who call ourselves a Christian nation. We who put in our coins and bills in God we trust, but we do not trust God. We're turning more and more away from God because your sins have increased. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable. Because of the multitude of your iniquities, Jeremiah continues, because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. That's what God tells us. Our sins have brought these terrible punishments that are coming, for we are removing the Ten Commandments from the public square. We're coming up with our own ideas of right and wrong. We're kicking God out the window. We're saying we'll set our own ideas. We'll do what we want to. We're even allowing sex perverts into the ministry of many of our churches. Think about it. Our television programs are literally saturated with sex, perverted sex, and increasing violence. God help us to wake up. And we need to turn to the Creator God, the true God of the Bible, not the imaginary God people come up with, but the God who inspired these words. Again, my friends, I invite you to call us or write us immediately and request our eye-opening booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. This attractive, fully documented booklet will be sent absolutely free upon your request. The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy will reveal to you a vital key to understanding end time prophecy. You cannot understand about 90% of end time prophecy unless you grasp and prove to yourself this key that this booklet reveals. And you need to prove it, study it, think about it. Just call the toll-free number on your television screen. Call now.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
My friends, notice again Jeremiah 30, verse 7. We just covered this, but notice this key point here in verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, the time of the coming great tribulation, as I've explained, so that none is like it. No other time in history is like this. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of trouble for the modern house of Israel, because this prophecy, as you see, leads right up to the second coming of Christ, to the resurrection of the dead. The modern house of Israel will be punished, and it's going to be punished terribly to wake us up. Now note a foundational prophecy found in Leviticus 26. We realize in this work that we are the descendants of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. And these prophecies are talking about us. And when God gives something, the Bible tells us that God is the same. He says, I am the eternal, I change not. He said back in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. These prophecies are basic ways that God deals with His people. Notice Leviticus chapter 26 an absolutely foundational prophecy that he gave early on, showing how he would deal with his people. The people that have been called by his name, the people that have been blessed with the greatest blessings on the face of the earth, that have been the greatest single nation on earth at the time of the end, and the greatest company or commonwealth of nations that's ever existed, the American and British descended peoples. But we've turned away from God. Notice Leviticus chapter 26 and beginning in verse 3. If you walk in my statutes, God tells us, and keep my commandments to perform them, then I will give you rain in its season, the land shall yield its produce, and everything will work for good, as he goes on in all the verses explaining, if we keep his commandments and walk in his ways. But notice verse 14, but if you do not obey me and do not observe all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments so that you do not perform my commandments but break my covenant, I will also do this to you. Here is the prophecy, my friends. I will appoint terror over you. Wasting disease. Is this avian flu that's moving our way going to become a massive pandemic? I don't know that. But God indicates these things will strike, so this avian flu may well turn into a pandemic. We're going to have big, huge disease epidemics. And wasting disease. What was one of the worst wasting disease in all recorded history? AIDS causes the body just to come apart almost. AIDS started right out as a disease primarily between male homosexuals, and now it's spread into the mainstream. God is punishing us. Can we understand? Can we understand the purpose of our Creator? Wasting disease and fever, which will consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. You shall sow your seed in vain. We're going to have all kinds of misuse of our crops and give them to other nations and not have enough to eat ourselves in the end. Then we'll have drought and famine taking away the crops we have left. I will set my face against you. You'll be defeated before your enemies. Those who hate you shall reign over you. Eventually we will be conquered, my friends, and you shall flee when no one pursues. Finally, our people will be scared to death. Things have gone wrong all over the world by that time, as they're beginning to do now. Notice verse 18 here, and after this, if you do not obey me, if we still don't wake up, then I will punish you seven times, or as many commentaries show, sevenfold, seven times or fold more for your sins. Our sins, the absolute massive violence on our television and our entertainment, the perverted sex acts that are being shown and even pushed on our public again and again. Your sins, and I will break the pride of your power. We thought we're so great. God is going to humble us. We have to be humble to be willing to listen. Are you willing to listen now ahead of time? God help you. I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven like iron and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, as is worded, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. And then he describes even worse things coming if we still don't repent. Can you imagine the massive disease epidemics that will begin to strike the United States and Canada and Britain within the next decade? Are you personally ready? Do you know what you should really do? My friends, you and I must be willing to genuinely surrender our lives to the true God and to the true Jesus Christ, to the Bible. We must quit holding back and relying too much on our human strength and our human reasoning. Think about what will other people think. Why do we care what other people think? It's God Almighty that's going to protect you and me in these coming days. It's not our friends. It's not our social group. They're not going to protect us, believe me. We must be willing to obey the Jesus Christ of the Bible and do what he says. And we're explaining that to you over and over on this program. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, we find a very key instruction from Jesus Christ. We've given you that many times, but let's read it here. Let's turn and read it this time. Luke 6, verse 46, Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Jesus said, if you would enter into life, keep the commandments. But so many of the churches say, oh, you don't have to keep the commandments, just believe on the Lord. Which Lord? What Lord's taught that? Not anyone in the Bible. But you've got to be willing to do what God says. Do what Jesus literally said. They say we love Jesus. All right, if we love Jesus, let's do what he says. Let's obey him for a change. Notice back in Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3 and beginning in verse 7. Surely the eternal God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. God has true servants. He's always revealed his truth to them, and he's doing so now, right now, through this program as you're listening. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The eternal God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? My friends, on the Tomorrow's World television program, we've been giving you precious biblical truth which is available nowhere else. Do you understand? Are you willing to act on what your Creator's been revealing to you? Again, my friends, I invite you to call us or write us immediately and request our eye-opening booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. This attractive, fully documented booklet will be sent absolutely free upon your request. And tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you will gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.